In his standoff with Iran, the Bush administration has been raising the temperature to a point where one begins to wonder what it has in mind.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
At his news conference on Tuesday, President Bush was asked why the administration, after 8 months, has suddenly released photos of a nuclear reactor under construction in Syria and bombed by the Israelis. The president spoke of sending a message to Iran to stop its nuclear program. Why is Mr. Bush suggesting the possibility that an Iranian nuclear installation might go the way of the reactor that was being built in Syria, reportedly with North Korean help? This is the closest the administration has yet come to suggesting the possible use of force against Iran. Around the same time, the Pentagon announces that a second aircraft carrier, the USS Lincoln, has been sent into the Persian Gulf. Then adds, as though by afterthought, that it was only to relieve one that's been on station. And Defense Secretary Robert Gates explains, "I don't see it as an escalation. I think it could be seen, though, as a reminder." Say what? Then Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says that the Pentagon has military options it could consider against Iran, although the present intention is to rely on diplomatic and economic methods. The trouble is that diplomatic pressure and sanctions have not accomplished very much. Not only is the administration worried about Iran's nuclear program, but the latest State Department report on terrorist threats brand Iran as the most active state sponsor of terrorism. Nothing the Bush administration has yet said or done seems to have had much effect on Iran. Indeed, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced yesterday that Iran is no longer denoting its petroleum transactions in dollars, which the Iranian president called worthless pieces of paper at a summit meeting of oil-producing countries in Saudi Arabia last year. The ultimate insult, you might say. But Iran and the United States seem to be on a collision course, and one wonders what will happen in the remaining months of the Bush presidency. This is Daniel Shore.